So what is the purpose of meditating on death? People criticize Buddhists. They say, you Buddhists are so morbid. You're always talking about death and suffering. Well, yes. Why? Because it's the truth. We're all going to die and we're all suffering. So why are we denying that? Let's wake up to the truth. Because there's something more meaningful to be found if we're prepared to face up to these things. There's something far more meaningful than just enjoying life temporarily. So, Geshe-la says, the purpose of this meditation is to prevent the laziness of attachment. The main obstacle to Dharma practice. Main obstacle to our Dharma practice is our interest in enjoying ourselves. If you check, we're always thinking, because we're in the unforgetting world, always thinking about our objects of enjoyment. The next cup of coffee, the next drink, the next, I don't know, any pleasure you can think, we're always thinking like this. We have much more interest in that than meditation and study and so forth. It's just natural because we have so much inheritance. We have so many countless lives of developing attachment for things. And this is our main obstacle to spiritual practice. You know, it's not a mystery. People say, oh, I'm not interested. I don't feel like doing it. Well, the reason is because we're more interested in other things. We're more interested in worldly enjoyments, you know. So this meditation is meant to cut our interest in worldly enjoyments, but it is not meant to cut our enjoyment. In reality, when we get some experience of death, then our enjoyment increases. Enjoyment increases. We find the real source of happiness inside our own mind, instead of these temporary, you know, sensory pleasures and so forth. So anyway, he says here, because our desire for worldly enjoyment is so strong, we have little or no interest in Dharma practice. And from a spiritual point of view, this lack of interest is a type of laziness called the laziness of attachment. Actually, called laziness of attachment. And it says many things, but you know, one thing that we're always thinking is, yes, 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 Genla Kenrab, yes, all you teachers, I've heard about this meditation, I do this meditation, I know that I may die today. But deep in our hearts, we're thinking, I'm not going to die today. We're all thinking that now. I'm not going to die today. So this thought has to be dislodged. This thought has to be removed in order for us to gain awareness of our death. Intellectually understanding I may die today is not good enough. It's not going to work to change our life. Not going to work. Because we're cheating ourselves. We're deceiving ourselves. Intellectually, we're thinking, oh yes, I may die today. Deep in our heart, we're thinking, but not today. Not today. Today I can continue to enjoy myself and not worry about spiritual practice. This is really what's going on, isn't it? So Geshe-la says we need to think, each day I may die today. This thought will not deceive us because it comes from our wisdom. This beneficial thought will prevent our laziness of attachment. And it will encourage us to prepare for the welfare of our countless future lives, to put great effort into entering the path to liberation and enlightenment. And in this way, we can make our present human life meaningful. So people worry, you know, that if you get a realization of death, it's so dramatic, you'll have to run away and abandon your family and give up your job and stop going to Marks and Spencers for buying clothes and all the rest of it. I'll have to stop all that if I gain a realization of death. No, please. We don't change, you know. In the Lojong teachings, Geshe Chekwa says, we remain natural. We remain natural whilst changing our intention. Yeah? So we carry on going to Marks and Spencers or our job or whatever we do, we carry on. But inside now, the reason for living, the reason of our human life is different. We've changed it. We're not going to change our family, our friends, our job and so forth, but we are going to change the way that we look at these things, the way we view these things, the way we think about them. And you know what will happen is with the death awareness, then our cherishing love of our family and our friends will increase. Our enjoyment of life will increase. There are many, many temporary benefits of death awareness. So this we can only experience for ourselves by putting energy into the meditation and moving our mind, dislodging our mind. I remember a person, I won't say who, many years ago coming to see me and saying, I've been meditating on death for like 15 years. It still doesn't do anything for me. So I said, well, okay, just imagine it right now. I have a shotgun in my hand and I'm angry with you. And I'm telling you, this is the last minute of your life. I've cocked the trigger and I'm just about to pull the trigger. You're going to die. How does that make you feel? So we need something. We need something dramatic to move our mind, because there's no doubt it's coming. One day we're going to be sitting in an armchair or lying on a bed or walking or whatever we're doing, and suddenly, like mist, our breath has vanished. And this life is finished. And then there's no more time. There's no time left to engage in spiritual practice or even enjoy ourselves. It's all finished. So we need to bring forward this realization, bring forward this experience, not the actual experience of dying, but the mental experience, the understanding of what it will be like, how it will feel, to be aware of that deeply, you know. And then we become alive then, actually, yeah. From one point of view, if we don't have death awareness, it's like we're already dead anyway. We're just a walking corpse, actually. Sorry, being a bit extreme, but that's the way I feel about it. So Geshe-la says, the object of the meditation is our thought, I may die today, I may die today. And in some books he says, we concentrate on the feeling this evokes. It's definitely some feeling comes. So the feeling that comes should be a good feeling. Many people say, oh, I get a bad feeling. That's because we're not really approaching the meditation correctly. We should get a good feeling. I may die today. Okay, it shouldn't be scary. I may die today. Okay. How do we contemplate that? How do we get there? We think, I will definitely die. There's no way to prevent my body from finally decaying. Day by day, moment by moment, my life is slipping away. I have no idea when I will die. The time of death is completely uncertain. Anyway, you can memorize these words. You should memorize them and then repeat them from the heart over and over again until you get to the conclusion. There's no guarantee. As it says in the request prayer, there's no guarantee. I will not die today. So contemplating these thoughts, we then think again and again, I may die today. I may die today. And we're thinking from the heart. We transform our mind into the belief, I may die today. Okay, so we believe it. And we remain on this belief single-pointedly. So this is the object of this meditation. But then later, Geshe-la says that when we arise from the meditation, we should carry with us this thought. He says, since I will soon have to depart from this world, there is no sense in my becoming attached to the things of this life. Instead, from now on, I will devote my whole life to practicing Dharma sincerely and purely. So we just think that. There's no point in becoming attached to the things of this life. So check out what you're attached to. It's a lot, isn't it? We're in the unforgetting world. It's not our fault, by the way. Don't blame yourself for being attached. Don't feel bad about being attached. But certainly identify attachment as your enemy, not your friend. I'll say, oh, I'm attached to my family. I'm attached to my body. I'm attached to my pleasures. I'm attached to my money. I'm attached so many things. But on the day of our death, I'm sorry, this all has to go. We'll never, ever see these objects again. They're gone. As Atisha says, what does he say? We will have to depart, leaving everything behind. Since you will have to depart, leaving everything behind, do not be attached to anything. The death meditation is trying to help us cut our attachment. It is not taking us away from our family, our friends. It is cutting that mind of attachment. Okay? And then instead of our mental energy, our life's energy being absorbed in dealing with objects that are so temporary and going to disappear anyway when we die, we can direct our attention to our long-term future. Yeah, our long-term future, the future of the next life and the lives after that.